Thanks for joining us, everybody. As you all well know, we've traded goaltender Cam Talbot to Ottawa for goaltender Philip Gustafson. We'd like to thank Cam for, you know, everything he's done for the Minnesota Wild over the last few seasons. He's been, you know, a fantastic teammate, player, and a real leader for us. And we wish him nothing but the best in Ottawa. You know, I'm thrilled to actually be reunited with Philip. You know, I was part of the Pittsburgh Penguins when we drafted him there before he was traded to Ottawa. So I'm very excited to be reunited with him again. He's a young kid that that shows a lot of promise. Our goaltending coach, you know, Freddie Shabbat has a lot of really good things to say about him. There's a lot of promise for his future. And I think paired with Marc-Andre Fleury, he's going to flourish and learn a lot. You know, I guess discussing the trade, I just felt over what's transpired over the last little while, you know, with the signing of Marc-Andre Fleury, that, you know, it was probably best to just move in a different direction with Cam. That way there's no, you know, there's no drama, there's no controversy or anything like that. And, we just felt that it was best at this time. And like I said, we wish Cam all the luck in the world.
Thanks, Billy. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Bill. So you had alluded to kind of some of that drama and that media speculation. Did that factor into your decision to move Cam Talbot, some of the things that had been said by his agent, or what were some of the factors that you decided it was time to step away from Cam?
No, I just think, you know, everything in general, just kind of a gut feeling. You know, Cam and I actually had a very good conversation. We, you know, him and I actually gotten to know each other rather well over the last couple of years. And, you know, sometimes you just, you know, in your gut that things might not work out and somebody might not be happy. And it's, you know, I don't want a player to be like that either. And sometimes it's best to just move on. And, you know, like I said, there was no drama. We didn't want to create drama. We, you know, I know Cam, he's a no BS guy. And so am I. So let's just try to make everybody happier and we'll just part ways. But I have a ton of respect for Cam.
Right. And this obviously gives you a little bit more flexibility in the cap space. I'm sure that was something that had crossed your mind as well in making this move.
Yeah, definitely. Along with getting Phillip, the added cap space is definitely a bonus. And, you know, we'll figure out, you know, how we're going to utilize it, if we're going to utilize it. And but yeah, that's definitely a big part of it too.
Does this mean that maybe you'll be a little bit more, I don't want to say active necessarily, but I mean, keeping your eyes a little bit more open heading into free agency tomorrow?
Yeah, we could. But you know, it's funny. I'm sure every agent out there has seen the cap space open up for the Minnesota Wild. And they think we're just going to go and spend, you know, carelessly, but we're not. And we're, you know, all our pro scouts are in town right now. We're going through things, you know, seeing what we could do. And but only if it makes sense to us.
All right. Thanks, Billy.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mike.
Billy, just, you know, one thing is, it seemed like that you and your heart of hearts really wanted to have this tandem between Fleury and Talbot. I mean, how disappointed are you that that isn't going to come into fruition and that maybe Cam handled it this way?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get to see it. But hey, look, I'm not disappointed in Cam or us or anything like that. We're all competitive people and we all want to compete. There's no blame going on around here. Like that's just not the case. I just felt like in certain situations, this being one of them, it's just best to move. And, you know, and that's what we did.
from a Gustafson perspective, I mean, you know, obviously he had a really good year in the AHL, and he had obviously he's highly decorated internationally, but not so far good in the NHL. I mean, do you like how do you see the split going now? I assume it's no longer going to be the 50-50 that you assumed with Talbot, right?
No, it won't. It won't be the 50-50. But I do think that, you know, the way our team plays, I think being paired with Flower, I think, you know, I mean, I'm a big believer in Freddie Shabbat. So I think Philip can really flourish here and learn a lot. Not that he wasn't in Ottawa, but it's just a different, you know, it's a different style, a different way of playing. And I think he'll benefit.
And in terms of tomorrow, you know, I mean, I think we were all talking to you at the draft and you at that point, at least, you know, probably because of your cap space, assumed that you were going to just go and get a bottom six forward tomorrow. I mean, could that change from that standpoint or are your needs still the same tomorrow that you would still want maybe Rossi to try to get into that top role and that tomorrow you'd still go after a bottom six or could you see getting a more impactful player now?
No, as of right now, that's still the plan. But I don't know, you guys know me by now, like, hey, look, things change quickly in this game. So, you know, please don't hold me to anything I said today because you never know, you know, I mean, over the draft weekend, I told you, I thought it could work. And, you know, the last couple of days I had a change of heart and that's just the way it is. Like, so, you know, I'm not trying to mislead anybody, but things change very quickly and different opportunities arise. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dane.
Bill, did your, you know, you said you had a change of heart. Did that come after your conversation with Cam or was it something where you just were able to kind of sit down and think internally that this might not work?
No, Cam and I were texting back and forth, for a little bit during the draft. And then, you know, George and I had a couple discussions and, you know, we agreed to take a couple days off and, you know, just think about it and cool down. And just thinking about it more and more, I didn't want to put our team in an awkward position. I didn't want to put Cam or Flower in an awkward position to where it got in the way of, you know, our team being successful. We have good chemistry. We have good culture. We have all those things can't exist if we're going to continue that. So, you know, just in more thinking about it, I just felt it was best. And, you know, I say that and, you know, Cam's a wonderful guy. He's a big part of where our culture is today. And, it's not that he would have been a problem. It's just, you know, sometimes there's a little awkwardness and that's not always the best thing.
Sure. Kind of going off of that and not specifically about Cam, I guess, big picture. Is it like safe to say, like you talk about this culture and is this move like at all emblematic of like, if you don't want to be here, like we don't want you here, not necessarily about Cam, but like big picture culture wise, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Big picture here. If you don't want to be here, no problem. I can't stress that enough that we're putting the team ahead of anybody's individual wants and needs. It's all about the team.
Sure. And then just one about Gustafson. So is he your number two next year or will you?
Yeah, he's our number two.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Bill.
You got it, Dane.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Bill, did Cam ask for a trade?
No, not. We had talked about it, but it wasn't like a demand. I need to be traded. No, he Cam's not like that. You know, they're more discussions, and I have a good relationship with George Bezos, and you know, we had a series of discussions and, you know, maybe it would be best. But I, you know, like I said, hey, Cam was under contract with us. I was in no way, shape or form obligated to do anything. And if we decided to keep him, we would have kept him and and work through it. But no, there was no firm trade request.
Did he make it clear, though, that he was unhappy, at least to the extent that you sense that it could be an awkward position if he did stay around?
No, just the feeling I got from the conversations. You know, like I said, I think people want to make this more of a story than it really is. And it's just it's a feeling I got that it wouldn't work. So I just, you know.
How do you feel in this tandem then moving forward? You know, you mentioned a little bit about the promise of Gustavsson, but it's a different, obviously, going from a very veteran duo to him and Fleury partnering next season.
Yeah, I'm still confident in it, though. You know, I relate, you know, Philip a lot to Kaapo Kähkönen, and you know, I think there's a lot of similarities there, and I think we had some success with him and Cam, so I think this could even be better. And yeah, I'm very confident. I'm confident in both guys, and I think, you know, sometimes a change is good for a young player, and I really think this could work.
Lastly, I know it's early, but, you know, it's development camp this week, and obviously the spotlight seems with goaltending that it'll be on Wallstedt. Just how big of a year is this then for him, especially with kind of the turnover that's in your goaltending position right now?
Yeah, you know, it's they're all big years, you know, like for Wallstedt as a young goalie, all these young goalies, they have to, you know, especially coming out from over from Europe, it's really important to get acclimated to you know, to North America, to you know, get acclimated to the North American game and all those things. It's a process that he's going to have to go through it to, you know, to make it to the NHL. And, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, us as a staff, that we do the right things and don't rush him.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dave Campbell.
Hey, Bill, when you decided to trade Cam, did you sort of immediately pivot to, I want to go acquire Philip, or was this sort of a list of guys that you thought would fit?
Well, we didn't know if we were going to get Flower or not as well. So Philip was on our list of guys that maybe we could grab in a trade if that didn't work out as well. So, you know, he's somebody that we had looked at seriously for the last little while.
And what do you like the best about having that young, old kind of tandem? What have you seen in ways that maybe has worked well?
You know, having been an older player in the league, I know what being surrounded by youth is like, and it's very helpful. It's helpful for your everyday energy. So I think Philip will really help Flower in that aspect. And I think Flower's overall experience and the way he handles himself and is so accessible to his teammates and things like that, I think he'll really help Philip in just his everyday approach to the game.